There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu, and for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
In sports, the Chicago Cubs have traded utility man Ryan Friel to the Kansas City Royals for a player to be named. The 33-year-old Friel started the year with Baltimore and later was traded to the Cubs. He's been injured this season and was batting 140 overall when the trade was made today. Friel has started at five positions in his career, playing the infield and outfield. The Cubs open a series at home against the Atlanta Braves tonight after taking 3 of 4 from Milwaukee over the weekend. This is a day off for the St. Louis Cardinals, who open an important 3-game series in Milwaukee tomorrow. The Cards lead the Brewers by a game in the National League Central standings. The White Sox are also idle today. They begin a home series with Cleveland tomorrow night, with All-Star Mark Burley scheduled to be on the mound. And Illinois' newest marathon will be back next year for a second running. Organizers say the Illinois Marathon in Champaign-Urbana will be May 1st, several weeks later than this year's chilly event in early April. That's sports.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Robeson's Incorporated, Champaign; E-Ag Company Incorporated, Fairmount; AgriGold Hybrids, Mahomet; and Command Performance Research Incorporated, Champaign. These business partners join the friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you.
It's 2:42. The deposed president of Honduras did not find a warm welcome when he tried to return home yesterday. Those who seized power in a coup a week ago did not permit his plane to land. The former leader flew instead to El Salvador to consider other means of returning to Honduras and somehow regaining power. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from the capital of Honduras, Tegucigalpa.
The national anthem plays at a rally for the military-backed government that seized power. The new president, Roberto Micheletti, said the vast majority of Hondurans supported the ouster.
Yo siento que soy por ustedes, por el pueblo, el presidente de todos los hondureños.
Micheletti said he was the president of all Hondurans.
Fuera Mel, fuera Mel, fuera Mel.
Micheletti then led thousands dressed in white and carrying Honduran flags in a chant, Fuera Mel, Fuera Mel. It means you're out, Mel, you're out, Mel, as in President Manuel Mel Zelaya, whose rule had become tumultuous in recent months. In Washington, the Organization of American States condemned the coup and expelled Honduras. Here, though, rallies complete with food vendors and folk music celebrate the ouster. Zelaya's foes justify the coup by pointing to what had been his increasingly friendly alliance with leftist Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez. To them, it signaled a dark turn. Alan Licona is among the young professionals who supported the ouster. He said Zelaya would have practically handed over his rule to Chavez.
To give our country and everything that we have to Mr. Hugo Chavez, to Venezuela, and we are not agree with that.
Diplomats who had been trying to avert a crisis told NPR that an almost irrational fear of Chavez had gripped the country. And that was what drove lawmakers, the courts, and the military to conspire against Zelaya. The last straw came late in June. That's when Zelaya was about to hold a non-binding referendum that some feared would change the Constitution. His opponents said it would have been the first step toward a power grab.
We all knew that something was bound to happen because Zelaya was breaking the law. I mean, our Constitution forbids what he was doing. And he was warned.
That was Adolfo Facuse, who had been close to President Zelaya, but he also forms part of a wealthy business class in Honduras. Zelaya had been a rancher and logger and a member of big business groups, not at all an ideological leftist. Once in the presidency, he began to express concern for the 4 out of 10 Hondurans who live on less than $2 a day. And he joined Chavez's bloc of poor left-leaning countries. That provided Honduras with cheap fuel, and there were businessmen like Facuse who thought it was good. But Facuse said that the alliance became more than economic, with Zelaya adopting Chavez's anti-capitalist rhetoric. It spawned fears.
To us, Zelaya is Chavez, and we don't want Chavez here.
But the head of the Organization of American States said there's no justification for the coup. The Secretary General is José Miguel Insulza. Insulza said everyone thought military coups had become a thing of the past. He says the international community cannot permit the coup to stand. But it appears that Micheletti doesn't intend to cede power. He says he'll hold out until November elections and then step aside for a new government.
A mí no me va a presionar nadie. Yo he llegado aquí por una...
Speaking to reporters, Micheletti says no one will pressure him, and he characterized his rise to power as, quote, a constitutional substitution. Thousands of Zelaya supporters, though, rushed to the Capitol's airport Sunday. Their leader, flying in from Washington on a small jet, had pledged to land. They shouted, Mel is coming, Mel is coming. With soldiers on the runway, though, Zelaya's plane could only circle the airport and fly off. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580, FM 90.9, HD2, and online at will.illinois.edu. We're broadcasting from Campbell Hall for public telecommunication, thanks to a generous gift from Robert and Alice Campbell.
When the sugar cane time, long around about June, I'll be walking with sugar, neath that old sugar moon. Gonna drop her a line, to expect me soon. Say I'm craving some sugar, neath that old sugar moon.
Willie Nelson, Sugar Moon. Well, under the sugar moon, Moonwalk 2009 came to a close. What was Moonwalk? Well, it was a race to the moon in which people in central Illinois logged the miles they walked over a period of 10 weeks. The goal was to log the miles between here and the moon. Sponsored by the University of Illinois Extension, Champaign County, Peoria, and the Quad Cities competed against one another. Joining me to tell us about the results, Jamie Kleiss. She's the Health and Wellness Program Coordinator for Extension in Champaign County. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So how many miles are there between the Earth and the moon?
Well, a round trip is 477,400 miles.
Okay. So did we get there and back?
We did not. Oh. We made it there and we were on our way back. We were really close. We ended up logging 413,467 miles, to be exact.
Well, that's better than 2008, isn't
it? Definitely better.
So it's a good trend.
It is. We had about 300 more people, excuse me, and 15 more teams than we had last year. So we did really, really well this year.
Yeah, okay. Were there some standout individuals and teams?
Definitely. We had our top three individuals. The first individual is Chris from the St. Joe Summer Slim Down, and he walked 1,800 miles, which is about 26 miles a day. It's a lot of walking.
Wow.
And so we figured out he could have walked to Las Vegas, Nevada in that time, which I think is a pretty cool thing. In 10 weeks, he could have walked there. So
yeah,
it's a pretty neat thing. The other second place, Eric from St. Joe Summer Slim Down, he had about 1,500 miles. And I think we figured out he could have made it almost to Denver, Colorado. And then Jamie from the craft team, the craft plant here, had 1,200 miles. And I'm trying to figure out where she would have walked. She would have almost gotten to Denver. Eric, I'm sorry, walked to Salt Lake City, Utah. So pretty far walking for these people. They were just individuals, too.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like a St. Joe Slim Down, where there's some groups who actually put themselves together to participate in this as part of their efforts at greater health and wellness?
Definitely. Well, for example, the Champaign Public Library had 4 teams, and they were very competitive. And so that was a pretty neat thing for them to do as a staff, but then on their own too. So they organized, you know, walks during their lunch hour and during breaks and things like that to be more competitive against each other too.
Okay. Were there any small communities in the area that banded together, like the whole community, the town? It sounds like maybe St. Joe Slimdown is a little bit like that.
Pretty much, I think so. And then our the Sadorus 4-H Club actually started a team, and they are looking to next year having a whole community get behind them and do this together. So I think next year we'll be there for that.
Okay. Now, how did the other two communities do, Peoria and the Quad Cities?
Well, they beat us. That happens. But we did so good this year. And I think what happened was we were actually beating Peoria, and they saw that we were within reach, and that gave them a little motivation, as I really think what happened. The Quad Cities had almost twice as many people, and they walked 706,000 miles, and Peoria walked 449,000. So they didn't make it either. However, the good news, We do have always good news, is our average was really, really good per walker. We ended up with 235 miles per walker. So
on a per capita basis, mm-hmm. we're not slouching.
No, we did very good. So the people that participated did really good. Just to put it in perspective, our top team averaged 726 miles per walker.
Wow.
So they walked a lot.
Yeah. Now, whose idea was Moonwalk?
You know, it started up in the Quad Cities in Peoria, with labor management that realized that our health is declining. We are becoming a more overweight, obese society, and they wanted kind of a fun way to get people walking and moving. And so this started about 6 or 7 years ago up there. And I just happened to hear about it, and I thought it was a neat idea. And so I brought it here to Champaign County.
So we're going to do it again 2010?
The plans are already underway.
All right. So in the meantime, how do we keep it up?
Well, if you participated, you should have gotten a wrap-up email from me, and we're kind of doing just a little summer competition to get people to stay active this summer. You keep track of your steps from the end of June till September 4th, and then you just email your total number of steps, so not in miles, just steps, to either my email or our Moonwalk email by September 9th at your chance to win some free registration for next year. So just a little incentive. A lot of people said they really like to keep track and see how many they did and, mm-hmm. Of course, compare it with others. And so it's just kind of a neat way to keep track of your steps.
Healthy competition. Now, for folks who didn't sign up for Moonwalk 2009, can they still do the summer challenge?
Oh, sure. Okay. If they go to our Moonwalk website, and they'll find the email address on there, and just send me a quick email, and I'll be sure to shoot them. It's an Excel spreadsheet, and it actually has day by day, week by week, and it'll add it all up for you. We also have an activity conversion chart, so maybe you're a biker or a swimmer, especially in the summer months or things like that. It'll all convert it for you.
Okay.
It gives you a formula.
Very good. What did you hear about people who took part in terms of what it meant to them? Did it encourage them? Have they made it now a part of their daily routine, walking?
It looks like from our survey that we sent out to all the adults that were over the age of 18 that it does make a difference. And I think what it does is make people more aware. You know, if you have some accountability and you actually see the numbers of how much activity, like I was telling you, a lady sent me an email today. She has to go shopping for new shoes because she says she walks so much. So it's just things like that that really, make a difference. And I know they just released a study out this week that said 2/3 of our population is overweight and obese. And the number one free thing to do is to walk.
Okay.
So.
And what are the benefits of a daily 30-minute walk?
Oh, the benefits are tremendous. First of all, you sleep better. I have to say that from personal experience. You just sleep better. But it's a great way to prevent major health issues like obesity, heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes. The list goes on and on. But I think we just tend to feel better. And hopefully the nice weather keeps up and we can get outside.
Get that. Very good. And again, remind us of the summer challenge.
Keep track of your steps from June 26th, or starting now, through September 4th, and email your total steps by September 9th to moonwalk@extension.uiuc.edu. Oregon, you can just, Google Moonwalk at U of I Extension, and it comes up the first thing.
Okay.
And you can find me from there.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have you back in September.
Yeah.
Keep
let you know.
On track.
Definitely.
All right. Jamie Kleiss is the Health and Wellness Program Coordinator for Extension in Champaign County. And let's have a little bit more of Willie Nelson and Sugar Moon.
Mm-hmm.
the sugarcane time, all around about June, I'll be walking with sugar, neath that old sugar moon. Gonna drop her a line to expect me soon. Say I'm craving some sugar, neath that old sugar moon. I can see her right now, she'll get the calendar down, scratch a circle around the day we're altar bound. When it's sugarcane time, long around about June, wedding bells will be chiming neath that old sugar moon. When the sugar moon shines, long around about June, I'll be walking with sugar, neath that old sugar moon. All the kisses I've missed, I'll be getting them soon. Sugar kisses from sugar, neath that old sugar moon. Oh, I'm dreaming sweet dreams, of all the loving I'll get, when I get back to my bed. Lordy, how I fret. Till it's sugar cane time, long around about June, and I'll be walking with sugar neath that old sugar moon. Be walking with sugar neath that old sugar moon.
Earth and Sky.
Monday, July 6, 2009, the moon will reach the crest of its full phase during the night tonight for some of us, tomorrow during the day for others, depending on your time zone.
This full moon is the smallest, farthest one of the year. It lies at over 400,000 kilometers away. That's in contrast to this year's closest moon, also this month, 357,000 kilometers away. When the moon is closest in late July, though, it won't be a full moon.
But a closest full moon is coming. That's because this month's closest and farthest moons both belong to cycles. Cycles and seasons are what the sky is all about. Tonight's farthest moon is part of a cycle that'll end with a closest full moon 7 months from now. For the next 7 months, the full moon will come progressively closer to Earth. Seven full moons after this July full moon, the moon will be both full and extremely close. On January